We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Nemacol. Around every corner, Nemacol creates real-life magic for guests. Jeff Hathorn was over with the Steelers today. Let's get everyone's reaction first to this Houston Chronicle story. What is Miami doing? I mean, how do you... let's say they execute this trade for the Dolphins.
Yep.
So then they have a big, cheery, joyous press conference. They have a tweet that, like, celebrates trading for a guy that has a grand jury investigation going on right now.
Yeah, somebody does
into
the
sexual
cheap,
assault.
Yeah. Somebody does the cheap Photoshop of him in a Dolphins jersey and they're celebrating?
They
what?
Fill up their team store with Deshaun Watson Dolphins jerseys?
I don't get it.
I mean, Goodell's got to step in here and put the guy on a protective
list.
Why
haven't they done it yet, though? Why has the NFL not done it yet to that point?
I don't know.
Obviously, I agree with you. They should be doing that if there's an actual trade that's going to get consummated. Why have they allowed this to go on this way?
Jeff, what's your take on this situation?
Well, I thought the Dolphins were just a horrible football team. Like, I don't know. How do you win this trade? I mean, I get it. Second chances. But... Damn.
It's ongoing, though, right now. Like, they haven't even gotten to the end of the point where they find out what he did or didn't do.
Yeah, they can't even...
He might be in jail.
They can't even claim that they have more information than the authorities on this. Like, they have a private investigator that's giving them more intel than the NFL or than, you know, Houston police have on this situation.
Your team is already in shambles, and what are they thinking?
I know.
Like,
hey, Tua, see you later, by the way. I don't get it, Jeff. I mean, with a certain subset of fans, like, all you have to do is go on social media and some of the respondents, when this kind of thing gets broached, I mean, they're all gung-ho about it. With a certain group of fans, yes, you're going to win that because they don't care. It's completely out of sight, out of mind to them.
But he might never play, Chris.
Right, I know, I agree. But beyond all that, like, you might win with some fans, some small subset of your fan base. This is not like... This isn't Michael Vick coming out of federal prison and getting a new contract. This is a guy who's on the beginning end of that journey.
The only fan base that wins are the Houston fans for getting anything for a guy who may never play again.
Jeff, let's take a look at the Steelers at the bye week. You've been over there the last couple of days. Are the Steelers making ACL recovery excuses for Devin Bush?
No, not necessarily. Keith Butler is pretty honest, which has gotten him in trouble from his standpoint. But we love him for that, daggummit. He's been pretty forthright that he needs to play better. And, you know, it's a touchy situation when you're number one pick and a guy that, you know, you brought over that's getting paid $53 million, you're taking him off the field in certain situations to bring in basically a walk-on. That can be a tough situation, but Butler hasn't shied from saying that both those guys, actually, not just Bush, but both he and Schilbert need to play better, and that's been pretty obvious.
You know, Jeff, one of the things, not that we take things out of context here, but we clipped the part of that Butler thing that we wanted to hear, which was Spillane does some things better than them, and then right after it, he said, now they do some things better than him, but I got to be honest there, even with that back half of the quote, you draft Devin Bush and you pick up Joe Schobert in a trade with the understanding or the idea at least that there's not really anything useful on a football field that Robert Spillane does better than either one of those guys. You know what I mean? Like, that's him softening the quote, but that doesn't do much for me, frankly.
Yeah, there better be things that they do better than Robert Spillane.
I mean, almost all of them.
10th pick overall, and Schobert's a guy, again, that's getting paid a big contract and has been an all-pro in the league. I mean, this is... These guys need to step up. Now, I will say there there are some factors on the defensive line that, you know, the guys aren't eating up the blockers as much, and it's making it a little bit more difficult for them, and that's true. And yes, Bush is coming back from an injury, but it seems like Bush's issues aren't even as much physical as they are mental, which I think that is what is disturbing for not just fans, but I'm sure for the coaches as well.
Jeff, I shudder to question a guy's toughness, because it's the NFL. Everybody that plays that sport is tough, right? But it's very hard for me to come up with any plausible conclusion about some of Devin Bush's tackling woes other than he's contact averse right now. And I don't even say that in an accusatory way. It's just hard to watch the tape of some of these whiffs on tackles and come away with it feeling like he really wants to stick his nose in there.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. I think it's more positioning, not being in the correct position and not being where he's supposed to be, period, than it is effort. I wouldn't go there quite yet.
I'm not saying effort. I'm like wondering if he thinks like there's a knee trust factor there where in a big collision he wonders, you know what I mean? Like, is somebody going to fall on me wrong? Because I never got the sense from him early in his career that he didn't like to hit people. It was the opposite. Well, I thought he did. But I just wonder about with an injury. It's not just the cutting and the planting. It's all the weird ways in which football can maim the body, basically.
I think we could probably read into his play that he's unsure about a lot of things with his game right now. And that probably manifests itself all the way through your game. I'll be interested to see what Ryan Clark thinks about it, because he played at that level and basically was a linebacker, just maybe a few pounds lighter. But, I think there's just a lot of things spinning in his head right now. And I don't know, maybe the bye week helps. But you know how you could tell it? Let's be honest. We saw it right away. Joe Schobert walks in for a day, and they give him the responsibilities of calling the defense. Like, what is that? That should speak to Bush's biggest issue right there.
What is your read on this defense writ large, Jeff, right now? Like, it seems obvious to me they have two really, really good players. Watt, you know, unbelievable, one of the best in the NFL. Cam Hayward, I know everyone loves PFF in town. Highest graded defensive player for PFF, period, this season, including Aaron Donald. So what are they beyond those two guys?
Yeah, can we pick and choose when we like PFF?
I think that's what most people tend to do. That's why Pony and I are honest brokers, and whether PFF is saying things people here like or people here hate, we go with it the same either way.
I think they're spot on with Cam Hayward, and obviously TJ Watt is, you know, I think those are two guys. If I'm making an all-pro team across both divisions or conferences, both those guys are on it. I mean, they're playing at an extremely high level, and if it's not for those two guys, the Steelers, maybe they have one win at this point in the season. I mean, they're playing out of their minds, and Watt missed a game, obviously. But what Hayward is doing basically by himself on that defensive line, at least from an experience standpoint, what he is doing is just spectacular, the way he is playing. Beyond that, you know, they've got some young defensive linemen that they don't want to be playing right now, but they have to be. They've got a guy in Highsmith that's trying to figure it out on the other side that I think has shown flashes, but much like young players at his position, he is showing inconsistencies. You're not getting what you need out of the middle linebacker position. I think corners have been okay, but, you know, you've had Pierre out there a couple of times. He's been burned a couple of times. Calls may have been maybe you make a better call to give him some help. And I think actually Edmonds has been okay, and Minka hasn't found the football yet. You know, where's Minka been? It's been since November 22nd of last year that Minka's had any kind of turnover. And Terrell Austin told us today that it's coming. You know, he's dropped a couple, which he has. But he's where he needs to be, and he thinks maybe they moved him around a little bit too much early on, and they're going to make some adjustments as the coaches sit down and evaluate the first six games.
Well, it's funny because obviously we know a lot of his value is tied up in splash plays, turnovers. And I've heard, Jeff, I think maybe you've even said it, a lot of people have hypothesized, well, they're not getting other teams into down and distance situations where where he can have that impact. At a point in time, though, I think, and I know it's not, this is an oversimplification to a degree, but I still think it's valid. At a point in time, I would surmise that you've got to try to force the issue a little bit and try to create those situations, right? If the down and distance doesn't manifest itself where he can really do his thing, you still need to try to find ways to make that so.
Yeah, the only issue is if you're having problems in the middle of the defense and he goes ball searching or he gets out of position.
That sounds like a Tomlin term.
Yeah, you're going to find yourself to have globally bigger issues. You know, we will live in our fears watching tight ends really run down the middle of the field and big plays happen if Minka just gets out of where Edmonds and the rest of the guys think he's going to be because he's doing, you know, what Troy did. It's a tough situation. They obviously have been getting pressure on quarterbacks, but they are not getting those plays. He needs to hold on to it. I think it's a myriad of things, but that comes down to Minka playing better.
Jeff, what else did Terrell Austin have to say about his guys on the back end of that defense?
You know, he brought up, without being asked about him, you know, he sung some praises of Arthur Maulet. So for as much as Trey Norwood has done some nice things, he thinks Maulet is settling in to that fifth defensive back role, whether it's dime, nickel, wherever it might be, that he's creating a role for himself. That was a, you know, little thought of free agent signing that might be on pace to have a better second half. I also asked him about Othello Witherspoon, you know, the guy they traded from Seattle that was going to help with their secondary, and why doesn't he ever play? Well, I guess the guy can't play special teams. Justin Lane can, and he's playing well. Witherspoon just, and he said, what's the use of having a fourth corner if he can't play special teams? He was pretty brutally honest with what.
Why trade for the guy?
Well, you know, I think you trade for the guy. You see what he is on tape, and you think, oh, okay, we can make him this. And maybe if injuries, you know, creep in, he's going to get a chance at some point. He also says he likes James Pierre, but backed off and whether or not he's going to play more. It kind of sounds like they want to back off Pierre a little bit. They've gotten him some experience, but I think you might see his snaps lessen as long as the other guys stay healthy.
What did Jeff make of the Stephon Tuitt comments made this week by Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler?
That I think he will play this year. We've seen him now. The first couple of weeks, we didn't see him at all. And we heard that he was in meetings, and you know, and I believe that, but we didn't see him on the field doing any type of rehab. We have seen him. And I do believe that, you know, he's going to give it a good run during this bye week to work on that knee. And I think, barring a setback, I think we will see him at some point in the second half of this season.
Is there any clarity on, like, how the knee got hurt? Was it, like, an off-season thing? Did I miss something there? Like,
No.
Knee injury came from for him?
No, we don't have any clarity where that came from. We don't know if it was him lifting, like, what.
It's just odd, Jeff, because
whether it's wear and tear, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, the reason I bring that up is because what's odd about it is everyone treated, obviously, the passing of his brother, the untimely death of his brother, as the thing, at least the way I heard it talked about, both internally on that team and then externally, all of us, that was the thing holding him back. You know what I mean? And if there was a legitimate injury involved way back when, a couple months ago, you would have thought we would have heard about it, or it would have been alluded to more than it had been.
And I mentioned earlier in the interview, you know, Keith Butler kind of let that one slip. If not for Keith Butler, we may not have known.
Yeah, it's just,
about
I don't know. It's just strange to me.
And listen, he is, I'll say this, we've said this 100 times, but it's true. What's happened with his family has been very tough on him. And it has been a more complicated process than just rehabbing an injury.
Jeff, we'll get you out on this. What did you make of Doug Whaley's comments this morning that Mike Tomlin's agent should be angling for the USC or LSU job, and there's actually a compelling pitch or reason for Tomlin to even consider leaving the Steelers for one of those college gigs?
I have a lot of respect for Doug Whaley. He has been in the league. He has been a general manager. I have not. But I have been around Mike Tomlin for a long time, and I know he worked with Mike. Mike does not like the limelight. He likes to coach football. When you're a college football coach, you're out at all these benefit dinners and you're shaking the leaves for money, and now you're working to help kids get NIL money, and you're having to go into all these living rooms. Mike wants to coach football. the easiest way to do that and still have some type of life is to be an NFL coach. I do not see him being a college
Do you even
coach.
Think he'd be good at it? Craig said if he took over at Pitt tomorrow, he'd win a national championship in the next 5 years.
While I think he would adapt, one of Tomlin's strengths is he allows the guys to kind of police themselves.
Malzahn, this is your point.
I don't see that. I don't see that working in college. I don't think he could be that real tough guy over the course of a player's career. I don't think that's his style. I don't think it would go well. I don't. Plus all the other things I mentioned. I think that's really it. Like he doesn't do commercials. He's not looking to get his name out there. When you're a college coach, you got to have a little bit of that because you're trying to raise money.
This is Nick Saban for Aflac. That kind of deal.
Right. Oh, even Saban. I mean, even Saban is doing those commercials.
How has Little Debbie not gotten in touch with him to do an oatmeal rounds commercial or whatever? Since he eats, what a gross. Ugh.
I mean, imagine now. I mean, think about it. With NIL, as a head coach, you're not just raising money for your pro. You're raising money to try to get kids money.
Oh, there were billboards and commercials with Boeheim's big mug all over Syracuse when I was there.
I mean, you'd see it in West Virginia. You've seen it with Holgerson.
Yeah.
A lot of casino deals with
this
Holgerson.
Is Bob Huggins for Little General Stores. I've heard that commercial about a million times down there with Amanda.
Right. What did Holgerson do?
Whenever I drive around
for?
This great state, there's a Little General right around the corner. If I need booze or beer, I go to Little General. Like, that's pretty much
Bob,
the Huggins
Bob,
commercial.
Could you talk about bread and milk, booze and beer?
You know what? There's some honesty in there because can't you see Bob Huggins in that place?
If I need to pull over to wear on game day, I'll go right to a Little General store.
Little General store. It's not just
Sweatpants.
For drinks anymore.
Sweatpants by the mile.
Yeah, that is true. It sounds like this Little General place is one-stop shopping for old Huggy
I
Bear.
Mean, Huggins was a trendsetter. Now more and more college coaches aren't wearing suits. He's been wearing raincoat on the sidelines for years.
Yeah, he looks like a killer in a teen slasher movie over there.
Hey, you know what? I'm doing the show with Capel. He hates wearing suits. So if Capel could do it, I think he would do it as well.
Somebody's going to do one of those like retrospectives on this athleisure craze where now there's a ton of money being pumped in, Jeff, you know, to like the casual workout gear. And they're going to say, and oddly enough, Bob Huggins was seen as the forerunner.
As long as we don't see college basketball coaches wearing the uniform like baseball managers do, I'm good.
Jeff, you're the best. We'll talk again later in the week, okay?
Thanks, guys.
There you go, Jeff Hathorn. Check him out at 93.7thefan.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.